Okay, hold up. What is this Bitcoin poker room that you're in right now?
It's called americascardroom.eu.
.eu.
I'm so tired. I literally didn't understand why you guys were laughing until the second time I said it. I was like, wait, why is EU funny? Oh, because yeah. America.
Yeah. Make America great again. .china.
Yeah. Yeah. mega.ch.
Yeah.
Yes, I that's a running a black owned business that makes like racism apparel.
Yeah. What is racism apparel?
Thin blue line shirts, I guess.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Yeah.
And Confederate flags.
Chris, your mic is really loud for some reason.
No. You don't have to turn it down. He's saying that because he likes it.
He loves it.
Yeah.
How's that? A little better?
That's good. Yeah, that should be good.
Yeah. Very sensitive little knob. It was only turned a little bit.
That's what they all say.
Yeah.
It's a very sensitive
Stormy
little
Daniels
knob.
Said that I came fast. Look, Trump has a sensitive little knob. And it's actually good to come fast. Ladies like it.
What's Stormy Daniels up to now?
I don't know. Remember when didn't she do stand-up comedy a couple of years ago? And people were like, why are they just letting Stormy steal stand-up spots from real comedians?
News sort
what's a
by...
real comedian by the way like
yeah,
I went
I don't
to
know.
Clown school and I got a degree like
2 weeks ago Stormy Daniels reacts to Michael Avenatti's sentencing. I realized I too became his victim.
Oh yeah.
He was her lawyer.
That doesn't sound like stand-up comedy to me.
That's not funny at all.
That's
porn
real.
Star Stormy Daniels to sell merch for I Hate God at upcoming show.
What?
What? Okay.
Based.
That's not what I expected,
sick,
but that's
pretty
cool.
Extremely cool.
I Hate God fucking rips. What a great band.
Sick.
Oh, man. I looked up Stormy Daniels stand-up comedy, and there's an article from West Side Rag. Stormy Daniels gets more yucks than yucks. That's Y-U-K, like the laugh. Than yucks at
yucks
local comedy
yucks.
Club.
Wait.
What are the other yucks?
Like gross.
Like
bleh,
ew.
Mr. Yuck.
No. But what more yucks than what are the other yucks that she's
Y-U-C-K?
Getting more than?
I know when I'm at a comedy club and a comedian is performing and I don't like it, I usually say, yuck!
Gross!
Yuck!
This is disgusting.
I hold up a big sign that has the sticker of Mr. Yuck going, yeah.
She looks like she's at some kind of like speech competition because she has a bunch of different colored index cards in her hand. I guess she like wrote her jokes on index cards.
I'm always winning speech competitions.
Yeah. We've got a real treat for you next here at the comedy club. We've got a person who doesn't do comedy and is also embroiled in a scandal for doing porn with the ex-president.
It's gonna
be a riot.
She's just gonna cry about all of the terrible things the state has done to her for the next 5 minutes.
Up next we have Mia Khalifa to recite Nanette word for word.
One of the first comments is from a guy named Chuck D who said, wish I'd known, I'd love to have seen her.
Motherfucking like Chuck D,
like Chuck D, like Public
like
Enemy,
like from Public Enemy. Yeah,
I doubt it's really him, but I guess you never know. Maybe he's just hanging out on fucking westsiderag.com leaving anonymous comments.
I mean, Todd, you're making jokes, but honestly, like, I would pay to see Stormy Daniels over almost any major comedian that I enjoy, and I would pay to watch Mia Khalifa recite Nanette. Like, you are just coming up with shows where I'm like, you're crazy like a fox, take my money. Like,
yeah, why doesn't Stormy Daniels have a Netflix special?
That's right.
it's misogyny.
There was some Netflix special where there was like a family, and I was just watching the preview because I had just logged in on my fucking Roku box or whatever. And the preview was like this mom talking to her son, I think. And the son was like, I'm going to be a fundamentalist Jew, like make the Orthodox look reformed. And the mom's like, you don't want to go down that path. But everything about the interaction between them felt so much like the reality TV that I have been exposed to for the last 15 years that part of my brain was just like, that kid's not really a fundamentalist. I don't believe you.
Wait, hold up.
You're pretending to be a psycho.
They're doing reality TV for Jews now?
For Jews who have opinions on like fundamentalism. Well, because it sucked me because first they didn't say any religious descriptors, right? They were like, you're being too fundamentalist, this and that. And I was like, oh shit, another show about fundamentalist Christian insanity. And then they started talking about like whether or not something is orthodox or kosher. And I was like, wait, that kid's wearing a yarmulke. I don't think that these are evangelical Christians.
Next up on Jewish Fear Factor, we've got a loaf of challah bread that's been out since last Shabbos. Next up on Jewish Survivor, we find out whether the Israelis or the Palestinians are getting voted off the West Bank. Spoiler alert, it's always the Palestinians.
The Palestinians can't vote, so the Israelis always vote for themselves to win every time. It's a very boring game show, but it's fun if you're Israeli.
It's a much needed W for the Israelis.
they could use a dub.
Yeah.
Next up on Who Wants to Be an Israeli Millionaire? If you say yes, you get a $10 trillion weapons contract from the U.S. Do you say yes?
Yeah.
You won. I can't believe it. We have another Israeli millionaire.
Who Wants to Be an Israeli Millionaire? Hosted by Les Wexner.
Next up on the most popular game show in Israel, Who Wants to Be a Vegan War Criminal? I mean, did you see all that shit recently where the AP is like completely sucking the official Israel account's dick all over Twitter? It's like, the Associated Press? Didn't they just bomb your offices like a while ago?
Yeah. So yeah, Israel, the official Israel account tweeted at Ben and Jerry's.
We're not gonna sell
ice cream in occupied Palestinian territory anymore, but Israeli territory, that's totally cool. We're still gonna sell ice cream there.
Mm-hmm. I was unclear because that was what it seemed like it was saying, but I was like, they can't possibly, not only can they not be possibly just saying that, but they also, no one could possibly be mad about that.
Right, yeah. What does it mean for Israel to be like, you can't not sell ice cream in the country that we currently don't control?
I mean, like, I don't understand the part about, like, occupied Palestine versus Israel. It's all occupied Palestine. Yeah. Are the Ben and Jerry's guys like, we need to revert to the 1978 map or the 1982 map or like something like that? Maybe.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a big like liberal style, like being, you know, reasonable. Mm-hmm. You're like, they just overstepped their bounds. They should be able to settle on a part of the land that they're on.
We will no longer be selling Ben and Jerry's on occupied Native American land. So we consider occupied Native American land is about 9 acres across the country. But
We won't sell it on Standing Rock because we support the water protests. Everywhere else, though, get your Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah. So
we're only stopping selling it on occupied Native American land. If it's unoccupied by Native Americans, it's no longer their land.
Continuing the Twitter thread that we were talking about, wasn't it the AP who referred to the Palestinian land that Ben and Jerry's aren't selling ice cream on as war won lands?
Yeah, war won.
And it's sick. Like, hell yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's not the fucking like 19th century anymore. Like the whole, like, we won this in a battle.
The fifth century?
Like we won this in a battle is not a legitimate like claim to an area of land.
Listen,
in the 21st century. I'm sorry.
Read my lips, Gaza. Finders keepers. Okay.
Listen, when I got into fisticuffs with my neighbor and he broke my nose, but eventually I won over whose grill was better, I took his backyard. That's just how it works.
That's fight my backyard.
Rand Paul right there. To the victor belong the spoils.
That guy owns Rand Paul's house now.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a full owner. He's on the lease now.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, if beating up a senator meant you got to be in the Senate, I think we could see some cooler people in the U.S. Senate for a while.
I'd rather.
It's Highlander rules.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I could, like, any of us could get into the U.S. Senate, but maybe you'd have like Triple H or Conor McGregor or like Floyd Mayweather or something.
It depends on what kind of weapons I can
use. Yeah, that's true.
We joke about this, but like, what is the structure of power in the modern world if not just the like economic and like labor exploitative version of who's the biggest brawler? You
that's
know,
how it's it like, works. I mean,
how many people can I exploit as effectively as possible? And honestly, if we brought it back to something that in the modern day is as arbitrary and irrelevant to good governance as like, I can beat you up, we would actually have a better government. Not by much, but it would be better.
I think I agree, because it's like, that would basically mean there's no one enforcing the ruling class, that you could just like constantly be shifting who's in power.
Right. Well, and like, if here's the thing, like, if you were like, okay, John, you can throw hands at President Biden and either win or die, You can fix America or lose your life. I would do it, but there's no option for that. And yeah. Now replace President Biden with like the guy who most recently killed the last president. And his name is like Tiny, and he looks like a Crash Bandicoot villain.
he's wearing some sort of leather mask for some reason.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't know. I've been taking Muay Thai classes. I think I can get him.
Yeah, everyone's just constantly sniping the president.
Can't be worse than what we have now, honestly.
Yeah, I think any random assemblage of people like thrown into the Senate would do a better job than the people currently in it.
Yeah, I think the president should be called upon the same way we call upon jurors. You should just get a letter that's like, you're the president today.
You're the president.
You got president duty.
I have shit to do. Like,
God damn it. Metallica's on tour and I can't go because I have to go be president. This fucking sucks, dude.
This blows.
I do not have time to run the country. I am busy operating an enormous Minecraft server farm.
Using my 1 week as president to make it so that all social media is illegal and everybody has to use tin cans on strings again.
Yeah, that thing that we had an infrastructure for, that would actually be pretty cool if you made an infrastructure for tin cans on strings.
I mean, like, here's the thing. We're letting Elon Musk do all these crazy projects where he's like burrowing ridiculous tunnels across the country. Why not burrow a bunch of tunnels across the country that are of different sizes and then set them up to be like those little vacuum tubes at the bank?
Yes.
Suck your order up into the house. And it's like, if I want to mail something, I don't need to put it in a mail truck. I can just slip it into the ground and it will pop up out of the ground in fucking Nebraska or wherever it needs to.
Well, that's Albuquerque.
That's Ted Stevens back in the day. It's a series of tubes.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The internet is unfortunately not a series of tubes, but what we really need is a series of tubes.
He was trying to tell us and no one would listen because they just wanted to laugh at an old man, but he was just ahead of the curve.
He was ahead of the curve and he was at the bottom of a bag of Werther's.
The legislation doesn't change, but you rotate in another president every week. So the infrastructure plan, like 1 week, like a 10-year-old gets elected and he's like, we're going to do candy stores everywhere. And then the next week, John gets in. He's like, a series of tubes. And then the next week, it's like, for some reason, Ghislaine Maxwell just gets elected through a prison cell. Feather boas and
child pornography.
Yeah.
No more age of consent.
Everybody's like, man, I really miss the tubes guy. Yeah. I would even take the candy store kid at this point.
Yeah, he wasn't hurting anybody except for diabetics.
I wish we could vote.
It takes like 4 months to be like, maybe we should at least have them be president for longer. Or maybe we should let people vote. I don't know. President Jelaine is a little too far.
I mean, everybody has been like shitting themselves about the lack of democracy in Cuba. But like, I've seen a couple Twitter thread explainers about how elections work in Cuba. And I went and looked up if it
was
actually the way
they shitting themselves.
I mean, a few people...
like it is, and nobody's CIA shitting themselves agents? About the way it works in the United States. I mean, like, what is the shitting themselves to shitting themselves ratio here?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I would call this more like the shitting themselves to shitting themselves pipeline, right? Because like
just going back and forth through the tubes.
First, if whether you're a Trump supporter or a liberal in the United States, you were shitting yourself over this election. And then you got kind of like everything got stalled and spun out in this weird, you know, very Democrats kind of way. And now you're like, oh, I got all this pent up election energy. I wonder how they're doing down in Cuba. And then you hop on this SOS Cuba and you're like, they don't even have democratic representation. And it's like, yeah, they fucking do. They vote all the way from the ground up in every election. You have to win like multiple phases of election to ascend multiple ranks of representation in the government. Like, so it's not perfect.
Straight up
like,
lying.
Every Cuban citizen has more democratic representation than any American citizen. Except the ultra wealthy.
Is it the elections themselves? Is it like the anxiety surrounding the electoral process? Like nothing to do with the actual result of the election, but like, oh God, I don't know if I can go to the polling place.
I'm
you
scared
know?
To well, vote.
Is it that? Because if it's that, then we could maybe like come up with a new way instead of doing elections. Maybe people are drawn from a hat each week, and then it's a different person. Right. You know, I'm just saying.
And then they're voted off the island.
That's right.
They're voted off the... Because here's the thing is I think Americans have this thing where we fixate on elections, whether they're in our country or other countries, but it's really easy to offload American election frustration because at the end of our elections, nothing happens. We get a new guy or we don't, and then nothing changes. And everybody's sitting around like, man, we just argued with each other for 2 years.
Yeah,
I feel like something should have happened by now. Maybe it'll happen in Cuba.
You know, that's like, not an accident, though. You know,
no,
like
it's
the USAID and the NED have been pushing since the 70s the idea that freedom and democracy is elections and only elections. Like that is the propaganda, because if you focus on elections, fascists could have elections. Like you could, you know, you could just be Nazis and have elections. Like it doesn't really matter. Elections can be designed very easily to not represent the will of the people, or what, you know, or like if you've done enough work to make the will of the people pretty right wing anyway, to put the power out of their hands, they're just like, which king do we want? You could vote for a king and basically still have a monarchy.
Oh, well, speaking of living in an actual democracy, did you guys hear that Pedro Castillo was officially declared president-elect yesterday?
Pretty cool. Speaking of voting for a king.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
He really is a king. If the hat. You know,
it's
I don't know
really
what
the
it
hat,
is.
Yeah.
The hat is, it's got a special aura to it. It's powerful.
There's like a certain jouissance, a certain joie de vivre.
I don't know if you mean jouissance.
What is that? I think I do.
There's a certain way in which he exceeds the pleasure principle and takes us into a sort of enjoyable self-harm with that hat.
There's a certain, it embodies a certain objet petit.
It is the phallic object. It is the symbol of castration and also the signifier of desire.
This is a riff for our Lacanians out there.
They're going to be in the Discord like, you said symbol when you meant signifier, and I'm going to be like, fuck!
No, don't
shut
say fuck.
Up.
Say, how about signify these nuts?
That's right.
I got a couple signifiers for you right here, pal.
Chris and I will be over here when you guys want to stop speaking French.
Yeah, I got a couple signifiers for you pal, and then you kiss your biceps.
I have, you say, do signifiers for you.
Yeah, I got your fucking mode of production right here, buddy.
This is how I produce orgasms.
It's starting to sound like Jeremy Fragrance here.
Wait, with your fists?
I guess biceps? I don't
know. Biceps, John's kissing his biceps.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because I love them. They're my little guys.
Yeah, so the New York Times has been putting, they say, Pedro Castillo, leftist political outsider, which is, I'm not sure how true any of those things are, but except
he
his name.
He won the presidential election. I don't know how you can be an outsider at this
point.
Yeah,
he's the president. I mean, I guess like Trump was considered an outsider, but he was still like, you know, he would always comment and like he paid for a huge ad to like lock up children. So. Mm-hmm. I guess he's not an insider, but anyway, they're saying that he won. And, honestly, just like the fact that the New York Times is recognizing his presidency makes me wary. I'm like, what does that mean?
they have a tiny man inside his head piled.
They've replaced his hat with a mind control hat.
I mean, honestly, it probably just means that they don't have the resources right now to go and fuck over Peru right this second, because they're too busy trying to stoke tensions with China or try and figure out how to invade Iran. I think
look
it's
at the
really
last
Iran.
Two times they tried to do a coup in South America, right? I mean, they've lost their mojo.
They just don't have the spoons anymore. They're spreading themselves too thin.
I mean, I mean, they keep trying different tactics too. Like they've tried like weird little invasions. They've tried like, remember those guys who got captured by Venezuelan authorities and paraded
absolutely.
Yeah, I love those guys.
And I mean, then they were like, oh, that kind of didn't work. So then they tried the whole Juan Guaido thing, kind of in tandem with it. And they were like, this didn't work either. And then with Peru, I I think they kind of put all their eggs in one basket with Fujimori, because they were like, she's the daughter of the most recent guy. He's in jail. Like, this is an opportunity where we, if we bet it all here and we get it right, we can turn this around and make Peru fascist again. And it didn't work. And that, just by hair, it didn't work. By the skin of their teeth, they failed. Yeah. But that rocks. Like, great. Lovely. I hope that they don't get a chance to try again. But we'll see. There'll be, like, some kind of write-up in the New York Times, like, is the bloodthirsty Communist Party of Peru now secretly in charge? Are Maoists running the Peruvian forest? Like,
yeah, China now has its grips on Peru because they had lunch together once. Doing diplomacy is shifty.
I mean, it's going to get to that point where the New York Times and the Washington Post will be accidentally cluing people into real Marxist history when they'll be like, did you know Maoism actually came from Peru and not China? And people will be like, oh, I didn't know that. That's so interesting. And they think they're like fueling anti-communism, but all the anti-communists who read that are like, I don't care which devil was born from the other. Like, they don't give a shit.
I don't know. I fear for South America. I mean, obviously a lot of their focus is on Cuba right now.
Yes.
And has been for many decades.
Realistically, I mean, like, what do we think is going to happen with Cuba? Is it just, they're just stoking this, nothing's going to actually happen? I mean, they're not going to do a military intervention there. That would be
disastrous. I don't really think they can. I mean, I think you're right. Like, the Cuban government is just really competent. And they're probably going to handle this the way that they've proven they can handle it, like, time and time again. I think with Cuba, it's a little different, but it's reminiscent of the DPRK situation, the Korea situation, where like, they know that if they just keep telling us, go fuck yourself, we really can't do anything. It's when they start to let us in and pretend to be helpful that we start to fuck them over. And Cuba knows that. I think they've proven that they know that.
Absolutely. And even, you know, there was recently a revelation that, you know, the CIA had in the 90s was still trying to, like, infiltrate the hip hop groups in Cuba, and, like, found the one hip hop group that was, like, anti-Castro, anti, you know, communism, and then, like, turned them into, like, international celebrities.
Oh, my God.
Was it Uncle Adam?
That's Democracy and Freedom. I talk about them openly.
I mean, are those his actual lyrics?
No, it's depression and anxiety.
Oh, some CIA guy who's showing up in Cuba, like, hanging out with the Cuban rappers and being like, okay, let me get in the cipher. Like, my name is Kenneth, and I'm here to say maybe you should be nicer to the CIA. Like,
well, I was listening to the new Blowback special, and they were saying, like, in the 90s, Cuba, like, Assata Shakur killed a bunch of cops, based, and then Cuba was like, you can stay here, because she broke out of prison and came.
Right.
And, like, Tupac and Dead Prez and all of those guys who were, like, in support of Assata Shakur went to Cuba to support her. But then what they didn't realize is that the rappers in Cuba who also quote unquote, like, hated the cops or whatever, were CIA backed rappers.
Oh,
weird. Right.
So, like, I think they're sort of like intent. They're sort of, the podcast's, conclusion was
their joie de vivre.
Yeah. The joie de vivre was that it wasn't intentional at first, but, like, the CIA realized, like, oh, hey, we can confuse stuff here.
Right.
We can be like, oh, well, they hate their government. These American rappers hate their government. There's, like, a common thing. But even though they're, like, different things, even though the rappers were there to support the government.
Right.
So it gets very confusing. It's really easy to stir the pot and make things confusing. So,
I mean, it's like, it is easy because, like, a lot of American leftists have this problem. I have this problem where it's like, you're like, okay, cops, fundamentally bad. Got it. CIA, fundamentally bad. And then it's like, wait, the CIA hates the Cuban police.
Yeah.
And then my head just, like, fucking explodes. Like, I can't, unable to, but a lot of people, like, they're not willing to let their head explode and to let it just be this, and, like, you know, thing that they have to think through. Instead, they're like, nope, there has to be a quick and dirty solution to this. And then they're just like,
but
you know
all
what?
Cops are bastards.
Right.
It's like, well, okay, America, like capitalism is bad. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I have problems with the institution of policing in general, but there are some places where I'm willing to give ground on that. Like in a lot of Luna Oi videos.
In Cuba, I hope.
In Cuba or in like Luna Oi videos, she talks about like the police are, they're there to like break up a fight or whatever, but they're also there to like just assist you with whatever problems. If your car or scooter breaks down on the side of the road, sometimes during harvest season they go into the fields to help laborers. I'm like, I would probably be a lot less hostile to cops if they like came and helped me with my job.
If I could call them when I can't get my dick hard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, your service girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine if we like pulled a cop off the street and we're like, hey, we need a fifth mic for Beep Beep this week. And he was like, oh, sure. I love Beep Beep. Let me hop on.
Well, this
maybe
is the
not
thing,
the greatest
is that,
example.
But I think what's important is to remember is that the state is an instrument of oppression of a class, and the cops are the soldiers and knights of that state. It's the arm of the class oppression, right? And if you have a workers' state, then the cops are there to make sure people aren't breaking the rules against the police. Like,
so who do you do ACAB against?
Like, then you don't do ACAB.
Teachers,
well, no,
or
I mean, it,
janitors.
It's irrelevant. Like you don't have to. Everybody's like, I have to have some kind of blanket opinion that spans all social and economic situations and is completely infallible at every point along the way.
Yeah,
and
I'm like,
that is what I believe. Yes,
I see no problem. That's what I do. Yeah. That's why I'm always
right. That's right. That's not how you arrive at good practical answers to things. Like, am I a prison abolitionist? Yes. Do I think prisons in the United States should be absolutely shut down day one as soon as possible? Yes. But when I see China hauling their billionaires off to prison, I'm like, yeah, they might be doing something right.
We got billionaires in there. We got people who speak too loudly at the movies. We got Harry Potter fans. Yeah. We got TikTokers, influencers.
Yeah, the guy who invented TikTok.
Yep.
Socks and sandals guys.
No.
I'm sorry, you're going to jail.
going to jail.
It's hang a nice, on those like, socks, baby.
Comfy transitory footwear between summer and winter. You know,
no, I think maybe if you have a doctor's note that says you have a foot fungus that should not be exposed to the outside world or something, then you can do it. But you got
to
carry your card with
officer,
you.
Officer, I have
nobody
to
wants
wear Tevas.
To see these feet.
I have ringworm.
Socks and sandals is hot sauce on ice cream. You understand me? It is
that
Skittles
sounds
on pizza. It's not good.
Well, I don't like
do
that.
It. Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah,
I mean,
like
you could put like hot
can.
Peppers in an ice cream, you know?
I could be interested.
Maybe.
Like a sweet
maybe.
Chili ice cream.
If you wear toe socks, then you can wear sandals.
Okay, no. John, it just sounds like you want to see people's toes.
Yeah.
It's like either you can't wear socks at all, or you can only wear socks that show your toes.
I honestly think that you should probably avoid sandals in general. They're ridiculous footwear. The only place they're appropriate is the beach. Let's be real. They are a mechanism of defense against sand getting in your shoes and should be used.
I'm with you
such.
On that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I have extremely strong feelings against people who wear the fucking toe shoes.
Oh, those
the Vibram
are,
like
you're a criminal.
There was a fucking lawsuit saying, "Oh, all the things we said about how these are beneficial to your feet, we lied." They had to give people's money back for those toe shoes.
Yeah, because they were saying it was like some kind of like perfect form for your foot to run, and it was like more natural or something.
Yeah,
and all these health benefits.
It turns out the fabric was actually just stretching everybody's metatarsals apart and giving them chronic foot pain.
Yeah, that's how it seems. But I just don't. And I'm sorry if you're one of these people, but like if I see someone wearing them, I immediately distrust them.
Yeah. Like, okay, sorry if you're one of these people. You're saying that as if the Venn diagram of toe shoe wearers and Beep Beep Lettuce listeners is like very close together.
I hope that's not true.
It could be. I don't know. Yeah, something about the idea of like each individual toe going into a sheath. It's like, I don't know if I don't like that.
So if you're a Beep Beep Lettuce listener and you're a real crunchy wook, hit us up and let us know how the toe shoes are.
Yeah.
The real reason that toe shoes and toe socks are like an affront to functional or stylish apparel at all is because you don't move your toes individually like you move fingers. They have
right. Well, speak for
some,
yourself.
They have some autonomy over one another, but you shouldn't be trying to. Like, can you lift each individual toe and put it back?
Yes.
It's going to sound like I'm asking too many questions about toes.
Toe dexterity.
Well, so you've been practicing. Yeah,
that's right.
So, and by the same logic, let's arrive at another conclusion. Mittens are also ridiculous. Just put on a glove.
Yeah.
I disagree. If you're in a very cold environment, like, and you don't need dexterity, like you're operating, actually, you know what, John?
Well, always do.
If you're bourgeois enough that, you're not operating equipment that doesn't require the use of your fingers, sure. But if you're operating heavy machinery in the snow, mittens are actually a really good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
Checkmate, you just got cold debate environment.
special
Carl
use cases. I can understand. Yeah. Yeah. Look, it's a special use case, but the majority, like, we're just sending children out there without the use of their fingers into the great unknown, and it's like, this will keep your hand warm. It's like, I can't grab a doorknob properly.
Well, that's the thing. If there's two applications that I think are acceptable for mittens, if you're working and it's very cold out, you got like mittens like glued to your delivery bike handlebars or whatever, or
there you go.
Using sure, like a like sure. you know, big leather mittens to operate a snowblower or something like that,
completely
or
covered.
If you're around a disgusting, filthy child and you don't want them to smear their finger germs everywhere, you just put them in mittens and say, aren't you cute? But in reality, it's...
Oh, yeah. So it's a protecting the area from the hands.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This child is too dirty in my home. I will now muzzle his hands.
Perfect.
Great parenting.
Yeah. Let's put a mask on his face, too. Why not?
Yeah, I just
exactly.
got new gloves.
You say it's not cool to mask children, but here you are putting mittens on them.
I just got these shooting gloves.
Oh, nice.
And they have, I was reading the tag and it says that this part of the thumb is specifically to wipe your nose with.
Oh, wow.
It's like very soft synthetic suede.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I had some ski gloves that were like that. It was like there was a little nose wiping patch, and then also on the index, like first knuckle,
yeah,
there was like a little plastic thing for squeegeeing your glasses.
I find it very useful when I'm operating a large recoilless rifle and the concussion from each round causes my nose to bleed, that I have a glove on which I can wipe the blood from my nose.
And there you go. Yeah. That's why they have that.
That's right.
They think of everything, these people, these tactical guys.
If I'm out there shooting guns all the time, and honestly, the recoil makes me shit my doo-doo ass. Is there a glove attachment for that?
To wipe?
Wait till you hear about the glove for your butt, a.k.a. the diaper.
So, shooting gloves, are you going to be like those guys that wear driving gloves when they're not driving, except with shooting gloves when you're not shooting?
No, I won't be wearing them unless they're good for like yard work or something. But I have yard work gloves. I wouldn't dirty them.
Don't use your nice shooting gloves on yard work.
That's what
Not
I'm saying.
Not like me, the ascended genius who only wears apparel and accessories for the express purpose that is in the name. Am I smoking? Smoking jacket. Am I riding? Riding.
But the problem with that is then you get to a point where you can't do the activity without the like a piece of apparel that you've made into some sort of tulpa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is my podcasting shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, immediately taking it off as soon as we stop recording. Putting on your tennis shoes and then you start bouncing a tennis ball on the floor.
Where's my pirate shirt? I'm gonna go steal from Jeff Bezos.
But yeah,
I
think
puffy wrists. I can't do it without puffy wrists.
I think it's really strange how, because I've been trying to like do a little research on certain things. Like Todd, you were talking about guys who wear shooting gloves all the time or whatever, and people
driving
are like,
gloves.
"Oh, driving gloves! Those guys, the leather
you know
ones, like
yeah,
the real
yeah.
nice ones."
Yeah, yeah.
Deja vu.
Why would you need driving gloves?
So you don't get
to
your
grip
hands?
The steering wheel.
Oh yeah, yeah. For grip. I guess.
So it doesn't sweat.
Yeah,
like,
okay,
you don't slide?
Let's be real. Driving guys are way behind weightlifters who just like get like talcum powder or chalk all over their hands and like bam, bam, giant eraser clouds everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, but that's hard to clean out of a car's upholstery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coward. You are a coward.
You
like,
can do it.
I
believe
you're
in you.
Complain about the fact that it obstructs the field of vision, which honestly, is a better argument, but also cowardice. Also
somebody on this podcast clearly doesn't drift, okay?
Yeah, I'm not drifting. Yeah.
Chalking up so I can hold my microphone better and get a good grip on the SM58.
Why would I go out and crash my car when I can just play Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for 1,900 hours?
Is that how much you've racked up in that game?
Probably not. No, I have no
idea. Probably not 1,900 hours.
I don't game as much as I used to. I'm not a true gamer anymore. I play video games. I open Microsoft Excel and say, "Wow, this level is really hard."
I stayed up way too late last night playing Bloodborne.
I got a new simulator game. It's called Simple Plane. You like build a plane, like every part, and then you fly it.
Oh my God, that sounds crazy.
It's actually kind of sick.
Pop Punk is playing the entire time.
Simple Plan, yeah.
A Simple Plan.
Great band.
To build yourself Simple Plane.
Fun fact about Simple Plan, the name is actually a reference to their song structures.
Look, it's A, B, A, B, C, B, right?
Yeah,
and coincidentally, those are also the chords.
It's just at one step up everything.
Yeah. It's, it's also all the letters they need to write their lyrics. Just like Abba, Kaba, Abba, Abba, Abba. They don't need much. It's kind of simple noises.
Do, 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 do.
Abba, Abba.
They're just accidentally throwing A-cabs in there. They don't even realize what they're doing.
Yeah, Simple Plan is all about that.
Here's one simple plan for dismantling the police.
That's right. Okay, thank you, AOC.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Did you see people accusing AOC of owning that bar that
she
worked at?
Yeah, it's very funny. Because there's something that it was like she helped launch the bar, and people are like, this must mean that she is a co-owner, and they're actually keeping it. I can't believe she was secretly ruling class and owned a bar.
Yeah, but she was also like, working in for a senator.
Yeah, but people already knew that.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? I mean, no, she like I forget attention. What like for a summer interned for Ted Kennedy
I
or something.
I don't care about Ted Kennedy.
I mean, she's always been rich. She's always been connected. She's always been an asset. Like
everyone knew she was
the case.
Yeah, everyone knew she went to Boston University.
Yeah, I forget where she went.
She went to something like a big college.
I mean, I think what we could really do to draw out the chuds is remember when there was that fake Limp Bizkit concert at an Ohio gas station and a bunch of people turned up.
Oh, yeah,
like,
the Facebook
like someone
one?
Created a Facebook event. Okay. And they were like, Limp Bizkit is playing the BP station or whatever. We do that and we're like, okay, special speaking event with AOC and Ilhan Omar at Sheets in Butler, Pennsylvania, featuring Simple Plan, and we see who we can get to show.
Where are they saying that AOC owned that bar?
Some guy on Twitter is like saying it. I don't remember who.
That just seems like a misremembered thing. Like so many people are like, "Oh yeah, she used to own a bar before she was a senator." And somebody's like, "Oh, she worked at a bar." And he's sorry.
It was like some outlet, like Washington Post or New York Times, like phrased it as she helped launch that bar,
right? And everyone is like, well, that means that she worked there when it started and probably like helped them with some stuff, but that doesn't mean that she
or it means like she trained the you know people or something.
She picked
out the
table cloth,
she worked
maybe.
At a worker-owned bar. The worker,
yeah, she
not
opened
all of the workers.
She launched a worker-owned bar. She owned the workers,
just the workers who worked as managers of the bar. Yeah.
You know? She was the CEO of a horizontal anarchist coffee shop.
Yeah,
before she was a senator or congresswoman. Yeah. I don't even know what she
is. But fuck the Democrats, don't believe them about anything.
Well, because wasn't she just on Twitter? Like, here's the thing is like, we don't need to. Everybody's like, did she own the bar? And I'm like, she's out here telling us that intervention in Cuba might be necessary. Like,
yeah, she can go.
She
to
owns
hell.
Horrible you. Takes. So fuck her.
Yeah.
She can go right to hell.
What else we got? What else is going on?
So also a fun thing that happened this week was a guy losing his absolute shit at LAPD on the boardwalk. Did everyone see this video?
Oh, yeah. I saw that video. It was pretty tight. I mean, the guy, he wasn't being too creative, but I loved his energy.
Boardwalk.
Well, so he, they were just like, the LAPD drove to the boardwalk. And I guess this is, the backstory is like, this has sort of been happening more and more where cops will just like drive their stupid cars like on the boardwalk and just sort of like hang out and watch, like look for people and like follow people around and intimidate people.
Wait. Can you link me this? I can't find it.
Get the fuck out of here.
I love him. Get in the car. I need you to get in the car.
Yeah, that's it. I really like that approach of just like talking to the cops the way they talk to people, just like barking orders repeatedly and treating them like they're lower than dirt.
Yeah.
What they deserve.
I love that he throws the word coward in there. Coward is the greatest insult of all time and perfect.
It really hurts people's feelings.
This guy seems cool.
I like him. I'm into it.
If you just give a guy with frosted tips on the LA boardwalk some coke and like
just be like
set him loose on the cops. Yeah. He seems cool.
Yeah.
He's like, the waves were shitty today. I didn't get to surf as much.
Yeah, my name is
you get out of here.
My name's Bodie and I'm about to fucking ride a cop's face off.
I love it's like the second video in this thread where he's just like in the cop's face and is like, move, and the cop's like, no, you move. And then that continues for like 45 seconds of like, you move. No, you get out of my face. You get out of my face. Don't touch me. You don't touch me. Don't spit in my face. Oh, don't spit in my face. Oh, what? Oh, oh. It's a game of chicken and no one budges.
I love the tone too. Like the tone is like, it is like the cops talk to people, but it's also like how an enraged manager will yell at you at work. Mm-hmm. And like, there's kind of an attitude of like, I'm in charge of you. Like, you work for me, which, like, we know that the cops don't, but, like, that's got to fuck with them. That's got to be, like, an attitude that they're only used to getting from people they do actually work for.
And I feel like there's a certain sense that, like, I feel like most cops probably do feel that way. Like, a good portion of them, at least, probably are like, I am here to serve and protect. Like, I'm the thin blue line. Like, I think lots of them probably, they're very dumb.
Right,
you know?
Like the dumb cops who
they
are
probably
like, I'm
really
serving.
Buy most of their bullshit, right? Yeah, like, yeah. They're
did
not.
Did you guys see the water cops trying to arrest that guy for riding his little toy tuggy tugboat? The like
no,
sandbox
what?
That he turned into a boat?
Oh, man.
It was on Twitter. So, you know those like tuggy sandboxes? It's like a little blue and tan.
Yeah.
It's like a child-sized tugboat.
Oh, okay.
You can turn those
into
boats. I'm actually kind of researching how to do it myself right now.
Oh, you just like attach a motor to the back? That's cute.
Well, you have to put like foam in the bottom of it so you make sure it floats and like is balanced. But so you can pick up one of those for like $50 on like, I don't know, Craigslist. Then you get some foam. And then a trawling motor is only like $200 from Walmart. So... Okay. Yeah, I think you could probably do it really easily.
Awesome. Okay, but here's the thing. What if I want to convert something that's actually cool, like a race car bed?
Well, that would require more work. The tuggy tugboat is already designed to be a boat.
It really is a boat. Oh, really? Okay, so wait. I need to look at the tuggy tugboat.
Yeah, I don't know how to find this.
Just Google tuggy. It's like a little... Oh, you mean the video of the guy. That I don't know how to find.
The problem the is if you hit up somebody thing. on Facebook Marketplace and you're like, I'd like to buy your tuggy,
I'd like
then the automatic like prostitution filter is like,
mm-hmm. We removed all that stuff. You're not allowed to solicit sex on Craigslist anymore. Yeah,
you can have a person. You can have a whole person in this.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're a small person, it looks like.
I mean, I'm...
No, you can fit a whole adult
photos.
In there.
Yeah. You can fit an adult and a child in there at the same time. I'm looking at photos.
Yeah. Probably not like awesome. Shaq and a child, but like an average-sized adult.
Right. Yeah. No, not Andre the Giant and the world's biggest baby, but like, yes, a normal adult and child. Yeah.
There was a guy who did like a whole, like, he converted it into like a whole real boat and made it bigger and shit, but you can do it like... On a minimal budget and just kind of like make the stock tuggy float.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you use this for, Todd?
Floating down the river, drinking beers.
Having fun.
Oh, right. You live near a big river.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
fun. Todd lives right by the River Jordan.
I can't wait to take mine out
in Israel.
On Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
That's right. I've moved to Israel. They were giving away free land and I figured I might as well get in on that.
Yeah. Can't say no.
Now, you being Jewish, could you get free land?
Probably.
I mean, you can move there. I think that's how it works, is like, if you're Jewish, you can have citizenship in Israel.
That's crazy.
Free, it's free real estate.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's free real estate.
It's free real estate. Yeah, I mean, how do you think so many people who are like born in America end up like taking land from Palestinians?
So,
like, they can just be like, I'm a citizen now, and then also are favored by the government.
So yeah. What were these police doing to this tuggy guy?
Oh, so he registered it as an actual boat, which,
okay,
theoretically, okay, so if you want to register like a boat, you could just go to the DMV and be like, it's a homemade boat. Don't ask questions. Can I just have a registration? Because the DMV just wants money. So yeah, they'll give you a registration sticker. So apparently this guy had all that done, except the cop was still hassling him. So he pulled out all his paperwork and the cop like had to let him go.
Oh, great.
Oh, good. He's
just
awesome.
Like, you don't have shit on me, bitch.
Mm. Why was he trying to even fuck with him? Like, just because he thought it seemed illegal?
It's quota, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
There's no law that says you can't float down a body of water in a child's sandbox.
And yeah, and also, cops don't know the law anyway. We don't teach the cops law. Like,
no,
I know
clue.
that's like a big liberal brain. Like, if the cops were more like lawyers and judges, they'd be better, which is not true. But, like, it is kind of shameful that, like, we don't even teach our law enforcement officers which laws, about the laws that they're meant to enforce, so that, like, if you're just out enjoying yourself doing a perfectly harmless and legal activity such as riding in a converted tuggy the tugboat or throwing used car batteries in the ocean, some dickhead cop can come up to you and be like, I'm pretty sure that's illegal, and probably end up fucking tasing you or whatever, unless you're quick with the paperwork like this guy.
And they don't even know that it's totally legal.
Drinking beer on your front step. I think that was like a thing in Brooklyn a few years ago, that a guy was like drinking a beer on his step and the cop was like, you can't do that. And he was like, no, I'm a lawyer. It's legal to drink a beer on your own front step.
That's
and
right.
And then the cop still hassled him.
Yeah. Because they're idiots, and really they're just dumb guys who are out there looking to pick a fight because they think their other dumb guy friends will back them up, and they probably will. Like, you got to be lucky and be somebody who's like, has like the forethought to be like, I might get hassled in a tuggy the tugboat I should probably make sure I have all the appropriate paperwork in the, is there a dash to put your paperwork in?
It doesn't really
you
look
just
like
have
it.
To like the keep bottom it in of a water boat, bag.
A couple of cops being like, hold up, is that a dog playing basketball? That can't be illegal. I got to shut this whole thing down.
There's nothing in the rules.
There's nothing in the rules here.
Operate a tuggy the tugboat.
No, that can't be. It's got to be illegal.
The police pull you over and they're like, license and registration, please. And you're like, hold on one second. And you pull on the line that's hanging from the back of your boat and you reel in a six pack. And they're like, sir. And you're like, give me a second. You keep pulling on the line and there's a documents folder on the end. And you pop it open.
I like that.
Because I'm pretty sure you're also allowed to be drunk while you're operating a boat in
most
places.
No, I don't know about that.
I think
in international waters everything is
that's
legal.
That's right. Look, it's water. That means it's international. You can't own water.
Yeah.
It's one of the elements, just like you can't own earth, wind, or fire. Okay.
Yeah. Or funk.
That's right. You can't own
the funk? What are you talking about?
You gotta
Who
give
wants
up the
funk?
Many funk bands have commented.
No, the
on
only
this.
Man alive who's ever been able to own the funk was George Clinton.
That's well, right.
Yeah, I always thought that you. I thought you were going to say James Brown, right? Because he paid the cost to be the boss, right? He didn't just try to waltz into it. He like did his weird shaky leg dance into it,
and that's how it works.
Yeah,
that's how you become the boss of funk.
He channeled the funk. He didn't truly own the funk the way George Clinton did.
The spirit moved through him.
Maybe that was the great tragedy of James Brown, right? Is that he tried to own the funk and it was too much for him. You can't own the funk, it will destroy you.
It's like
guys like George Clinton and Bootsy Collins, they understood that we can only be a conduit for the funk, and they've had nothing but success.
That's right.
I mean, they both seem to kind of lost their minds, but in a cool way.
Yeah, in an exciting way. Yeah.
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 I guess maybe funk is kind of like the spice from Dune. Like, if you keep ingesting it, it kind of just like takes over your mind and you see the world differently. Everything looks like funk now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your eyes turn blue.
This is why the funk is too strong these days. You know, we need to get funk back to where it was at in the 70s, which is some real mids.
Yeah, some mid-pack funk.
I don't know, man. I think the funk was stronger in the 70s.
Yeah, it really was. Honestly, what the Meters were doing in the 70s blows any funk band Wolfpack knockoff out of the water.
Yeah, no, funk, like, funk is like acid, not weed.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, it used to be. Wait,
true. It used to be insane.
It was made by the CIA?
All right, maybe not completely. Right. I don't know.
In that different, yeah.
Of all our takes, that might be the one that gets us the most flack.
Funk was invented by the CIA.
Albert Hoffman was a CIA agent.
No, I'm sure they were.
I mean, imagining a bunch of like huge dubs, like white skinny guys, like with bassist guitars, like in a wood paneled room in Langley, being like, "All right,
let's do
how
this.
Do we do this?"
Alexander Shulgin was on the grassy knoll.
I know the CIA has done some real like money wasting projects, but it would be their among their most to just like invent a cool musical genre and then like people rock out to it and like it doesn't do anything.
Forget
to overthrow.
Why?
Yeah, yeah. They took their own acid and then were like, "What if it was like?"
That happened. If you'd like to know more about the CIA taking their own acid, watch the movie Wormwood.
Oh yeah.
Listen to the song "I'm Blue." Dabu dee dabu da.
Yeah, the CIA definitely invented techno. Yeah. I can say that with full confidence.
They invented Eurobeat. They didn't invent techno.
They didn't invent house. Good, but they were like, let's take house and let's make it shittier, and then techno.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of white people got involved.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. House and techno was like mids, and then you know Eurobeat is like the cop shit because the CIA was like, let's amp up all the worst parts of this.
I like Eurobeat.
I mean, like honestly, I'm just waiting for the YouTube documentary to drop. Like, are you a fan of Booty House? Wait till you find out about the CIA influence.
What is Booty
bounce,
House?
Bounces the feds.
Yeah. It is a genre that I have heard of.
Out of all the genres, this is definitely one of them.
So this week the libs are talking about the probe. Do we all know about the probe?
Like on Mars?
What are they probing?
Pelosi is barring Trump's allies from January 6th probe.
Oh, right, because they're doing like a select committee to investigate the like January 6th attack.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe they should probe the allies.
So what like I'm not really sure what's going on, but like Nancy Pelosi rejected two Republicans tapped by GOP leader Kevin McCarthy to sit on a committee. And she was like, no, you can't have those. And the Democrats keep like putting like down the bill that they're trying to pass to investigate. Like apparently it's being framed as the Republicans want to investigate, but the Democrats are saying like, no, you can't investigate. Not like because you're the ones who are. Who did it or whatever? Yeah.
We're not going to have another Warren Commission. Can't get fooled again.
Yeah.
the big question that's on everybody's minds is why should we care?
Yeah.
That is
I don't know.
That's the question that's on my mind.
It's all incredibly stupid. Like did you see this thing where the fourth Oath Keeper now from the Capitol riots has pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with the FBI?
Just do they confiscate his Legos too?
Yeah. Just incredibly like lame and weak shit on all sides from this like reinforces my belief that nothing about January 6th happened organically.
Aren't
like,
it the Oath Keepers FBI to begin with?
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that shit
now,
just a honeypot?
Yes.
Yeah, they're like Roger Stone's bodyguards or something.
All of the right-wing brown shirt militia fucks are all like clearly supported by the U.S. government. Like
there was a DEA agent there who like wore his DEA badge to January 6th.
Hell
it's
yes.
Like literally was just like people from the government showing up.
He's the guy that you go to if you need anything to spice up the January 6th, you know, whatever it was, mob.
It's he brought like, a bunch of different drugs. He brought funk. He played lots of cool music.
And look, we talked about this before. Like, America doing a right-wing military coup on itself is not impossible. Like,
sure.
You know, like the deep state could feel like it needs to reassert power or the, you know, internal conflicts within the sort of clandestine state could result in like some in shit like this. Like we talked about this years ago.
Turkey do that? They like did a fake coup on themselves in order to consolidate power.
That's a funny imagine. I'm imagining the comic where the kid puts the stick in the spoke of his front wheel, but then he flips off onto a motorcycle.
Yeah. No, that's if you were the deep state and you were in power, and there was like an increasing division and like it, that you contributed to, wouldn't the best move be to fake a coup to consolidate power?
It's a great move.
It's a good move. Yeah.
I mean, an excellent move.
It's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's,
you do have to hand it to them.
It's what they've always done, right? Like, isn't that how we've justified like a bunch of wars? Is we'll just like sink one of our own boats, or a British boat will sink, and we'll be like, we know who did this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's functionally how like the Kennedy assassination worked, where they were just like, oh no, we lost our leader, so we have to take over.
and that was due to his stance on Cuba too.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think that, I mean, like, it's a sign that America's global influence is waning, where we can no longer do a false flag on ourselves outside of our borders. We have to do it like within our own borders, otherwise it gets out of control and we get our asses kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have to have a bunch of Capitol Police there refereeing and making sure that like nothing actually happens, but enough shit happens that it can be a media shitstorm for the next year or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like one person died, right? Like they shot
from
one
like a
lady,
heart attack.
Ashley Babbitt.
Oh yeah,
Secret Service.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you sure? And then also the guy who like maybe was tased in the balls and then died. Like,
yeah.
I think all the fact checking sites were like, no, sick. He did not die after being tased in the balls, which is like, I feel like if you really didn't, you wouldn't have to clarify. You would just be like, let the rumors lie. So I don't know. It seems like that's what happened.
And then there's the other guy who was like, he got beat up by a fire extinguisher. But then it's like, well, there's no video of that actually happening. Mm, it's like,
just, like
maybe
had a
he got a concussion and maybe he had a stroke later. So
Stuff like that sounds like Andy No getting hit with the concrete milkshake.
Yeah, I got
like,
a brain
you got hit with
aneurysm.
A regular milkshake, buddy. Like,
yeah, I feel like the amount of deaths
he did die though. He's
dead.
Yeah, Andy No
died.
Is dead.
Two of the guys. Okay, so four people died on scene, and I guess another one. The four civilians died and one Capitol Police officer. Two of the civilians just died of heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
they just got too excited. and then another one overdosed on amphetamines. And then the fourth one was Ashley Babbitt, who got shot by Secret Service agent.
I mean, that's not really all that different from your average Luke Bryant concert. Let's be real.
This sounds like a tragic event at a concert, not a coup.
Yeah.
Like a couple of people overdosed, one guy randomly died, someone got shot in some kind of fracas.
Yeah.
It's like you would shut down the electronic dubstep concert if this happened on day one.
That's not a coup, that's just the parking lot at a Cowboys game. Am I right?
Of death tolls at a country concert, it's more on the Luke Bryan end of the scale than the Jason Aldean end of the scale.
Yes, exactly. And so there's no need to investigate because anyone who's not a complete moron understands that they did it to themselves.
But tons of people are complete morons. Like everybody I meet who's like, you know, not a poisoned internet leftist is like, man, are you still thinking about that January 6th? That was
so
scary.
Crazy.
Oh my God. It was not scary. It was a South Park episode. It was a Rick and Morty commercial.
You guys remember where you were on January 6th?
In my
house. Yeah, I was in line to get Szechuan sauce.
Yeah, you were like, this is the perfect opportunity. All the chuds are watching this. They're not going to be going to McDonald's to stock up. They didn't even know that they restocked on the Szechuan sauce. More from me.
That's right.
It was very funny.
Fake Rick and Morty fans.
Yeah.
I remember laughing.
I think that
it was pretty funny.
We should do more stuff like January 6th, but there should just be a tailgate section, like a shakedown
street
where you just hang out. Yeah,
there should be a January 7th.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, if there was like another plan to like storm the Capitol, I would go.
I would tailgate it. Just bring a cooler full of beers and watch the action unfold.
And just go.
It's not like anything's going to happen. It's all fake.
Yeah, it's a WWE match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, I feel like most people who weren't feds and showed up were just kind of like, this is going to be great. I'll watch someone else take over the Capitol. And then at some point realize like, wait, we're all here like filming ourselves and watching and maybe like going through Nancy Pelosi's mail. No one's actually doing anything. No one's trying to do anything.
Yeah, what was actually the plan?
What was the plan?
What is power? That's the. I think
Where's all the power? I thought I'd find it here in Nancy Pelosi's office.
Where's the remote control that says more capitalism? Yeah.
Maybe, guys, hear me out. What if we all at 4:20 Naruto run? Maybe that will do the trick
at the Capitol.
At the Capitol,
they'll have to let us in. Then
they will knock down the Washington Monument, and then America won't be able to fuck anybody.
If you wanted to do a coup, where would you go?
Pentagon.
You'd have to take hostages. You know, you'd have to. This is all happening in Minecraft,
right?
Yeah, just hypothetically, if you were a right wing coup, what would you want to do?
It is really funny that all these dudes came out for January 6th and they thought they were going to get V for Vendetta, and instead they got Paul Blart, Capitol Police.
Yeah, it'd be very funny if somebody died from a Segway.
Trying to run away from the cops at 5 miles an hour. Yeah, that'd be good.
The Benny Hill theme song is playing in the background.
I mean, they were all on their phones. I'm sure at some point during the January 6th dealio, the Benny Hill theme did play.
Hell yes.
I think there was actually like a Twitter video of someone like playing some stupid song really loud, like a meme song on their phone really loud.
Sick.
Real missed opportunity to put a quote unquote live video on Twitter that's just like live feed from inside the Capitol building, and it's a Scooby-Doo chase scene in a hallway.
Going
they're
through
all coming
each doors.
Out of different. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. So I don't know why. I guess this is just going to go on for a long time where they're just
like
going to be our... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll
they
just be like Russiagate.
Thing. The libs needed a new thing to like wet themselves over.
Yeah, well, because 9/11 is starting to lose its punch, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. It's been a long time, honestly.
Yeah, but we would want that to be investigated.
Right, well, that's why. If I am elected president... Well, I plan to make my number one policy issue establishing a 9/12, a follow-up to 9/11. The long-anticipated
another false flag?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be falser and flaggier than you've ever seen before.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be just like Ted Cruz dressed up as a terrorist, and he's just going to start like... putting dynamite around the Washington Monument and like curling his mustache.
I'm gonna blow up the Pentagon with a big round bomb, like from the old Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, like from Super Mario 64.
Yeah,
just like so long, gay Pentagon.
It says bomb. It says bomb on it, like that, like old Batman.
Some like fucking Acme anvils that you drop on top of the Pentagon to flatten it, like you're in a Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I want that to happen.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
A Capitol police officer stumbling out of the Capitol, but like the middle of his body is just an accordion.
Yeah. Can't believe the left has done this to this brave soldier.
Yeah, I think the problem is that if you're gonna actually do a coup, you have to have people who like support you and are like, okay, they're on TV telling us what to do now. I'll listen to them and not the police officers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you would have to have like generals and like soldiers realistically be on your side.
Yeah, you have to be like, you have to have the, like if you watch the movie Che, which I highly recommend, you'll see that what they do is they get all the cops to be like, yeah, you're right, we're just gonna give up and report to you now. They take off all their uniform because everyone hates the cops. So you got to get everybody on your side. So you have to have the every lever of power fall to your authority.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how do you do that? By giving people things that they didn't have under the previous system.
Exactly.
Right? Like, like the
freedom.
Cuban Revolution. Yeah, well,
like
the Cuban
returning their Legos to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. The Cuban revolutionaries organized all kinds of like programs to meet the needs of the masses, but they were being exploited in a different way than Americans are today. So if we really want to have enough power behind our movement, we need to offer a free internet connection.
Ooh, that's okay. True.
That would
free
do it.
Online if gave, poker.
If you gave everybody in the country free internet, you would be the president in like a week.
I mean,
well, but that's the thing, because then you're giving people free access to a thing that's ruining their brains. So then it's kind of counterintuitive. And yeah, you gave everybody in the U.S. like free Outback Steakhouse gift certificates.
that's nice.
Yeah.
Let's refer to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Okay, at the bottom you have like safety and
Outback Steakhouse certificates.
That's the bread tier, and you're supposed to eat about 100 calories of that a day. And
at the very top is candy. So maybe we should give everybody candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're coming back. I'm coming back around to this like 10-year-old president kid we were talking about earlier. He's got some good ideas.
Yeah. Like, everyone gets all the skins in Fortnite for free and free candy. And you can play Fortnite for all day. And internet's free and your phone's free.
It's weird. Yep. Both him and Joe Biden have the same feelings toward ice cream infrastructure.
Love it. Want to wrap their lips around it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, but it would be much more charming from a 10-year-old than like an 80-year-old man who was just like, oh, I love ice cream, Jack.
With the mental capacity of a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
But it's I'm imagining now, because like I know Biden does love ice cream, he's probably pretty pissed that Israel and Ben and Jerry's are feuding. Because his assistant is like, sir, you really can't be eating Ben and Jerry's anymore. And he's like, oh, no. But the Stephen Colbert flavor is my favorite.
No, don't Biden and Pelosi. They all eat that ice cream that's like weirdly financially tied to Les Wexner and Epstein.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. I think
Jen's or something.
Yeah, Jenny's Splendid, which is like literally. I'm not making this up. It's made by a North Korean defector who was like, I wanted to make this because in North Korea we don't have desserts. No tasty treats allowed at all. So I wanted to do something that I'm not allowed to do.
That's so cool.
It's so funny. Yeah. You can just look up pictures of North Korean ice cream. They have ice cream often. It's a normal thing to eat.
If they catch you in North Korea with sugar and milk, dead on the spot.
They throw you in jail. Yeah. Forced labor for 20 years.
I think it's like really expensive ice cream too. It's like $15 for a little pint or something.
Yeah, it's outrageously
expensive. Rich people.
When Pelosi showed off her ice cream, or was it Hillary? One of those two.
I think it was Pelosi. Yeah.
I think it was Pelosi.
She had like a $10,000 fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. With like fucking $3,000 worth of ice cream in it. And she was like, this is my little guilty pleasures part of the house or whatever. Yeah.
Well, like, that goes to show like how insanely different the lives of the rich are than ours. Because if you're a normal person, you have to fill your freezer with various frozen goods when they're on sale at the supermarket. Yeah. Not with fucking ice cream. But if you're rich, you could just go out and buy like a steak full price. You don't have to wait until it's on special.
I mean, I was like, it's when bullshit. I was a kid or like a teenager, I guess, I had this friend who I thought his family was really well off because they had a deep freeze and a refrigerator in their garage filled with shit from the Swanson truck. And
oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
This is luxury. And it's like, no, it is not. Like,
I always thought that was really crazy that the people just had like a fucking... like a freezer that opens like this, like a cooler.
Yeah.
A chest freezer.
And they're
like,
it's just full of meat. And I'm like, what is happening in your house? This is amazing. Yeah.
Well, there's two kinds of people who have that too. There's like the people who fill it with the shit from the Swanson truck or like, you know, frozen egg rolls and pizza bites from Aldi or whatever. And then there's the kind of people where you open it up and it is just paper wrapped meat. Labeled in barely legible shorthand.
Those people are the coolest types of people.
Yeah, and if you touch the wrong piece, they will pop out from behind the lawnmower and be like, that's the good venison, I'm saving that.
Like, God, sorry, okay. I don't even like venison anyway.
I was just looking at it. Jesus.
Well, look at something else.
Go to the fridge and give me a Michelob Ultra.
Look at my cool John Deere I have here.
What we're saying is it's unless you're a hunter and you're storing your meat throughout the season, it's bourgeois decadence to have a second freezer. It is working class to have a second fridge, a small fridge in your garage filled with beer.
It's normal.
Very normal.
If you're just packing that shit with frozen Trader Joe's shit, all right, you're part of the ruling class and an enemy.
nobody should have two freezers until everybody has one. Am I right, fellow?
That's right.
That's how it goes.
Wait, so I think we've solved it. If you want to do a coup, the first place you go is every single person's house with multiple fridges and or freezers, and then you reclaim all the food inside, all the egg rolls and meat and stuff.
That's my purge plan.
Yeah,
honestly, utilities like internet, good choice, but I think you might be on to real gold here with appliances. Like, if there was a communist party that was like, thank you for joining the communist party, here's a washing machine, I think you'd get a lot of people joining your communist party. You know what I mean?
I think, the non-capitalist internet and washing machines, huge deal.
Welcome back to Communist Price is Right. The price of everything is free. Take your washing machine, everyone.
Look under your chairs.
Everyone just sitting on a washing machine with a chair on top.
Oh, shit. I didn't even notice.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Look under your seats and you'll find a brand new Kia Sedona.
Look oh under my God, your I'm ass, in a car. You'll find a brand new Sibian.
All of them start at once.
The TV turns on test pattern because you can't show porn on TV.
Sorry, we are experiencing technical successes.
come to the show. It's just a picture to like order tickets for the show. All right. On that note, thanks so much for listening to BB Bledis. This has been a fun time. Go to twitter.com and follow us at WeedPod. Please, if you'd like to hear more of the show, go to patreon.com/BP Bledis and listen to a weekly bonus episode. And you get access to all the fun stuff, Discord and things like that. It's a good time. Otherwise, listen to my other show, Generation Lost, John's other show, Work Stoppage, and hang out with us in Midsposting. Go to
pokerusa.eu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, America's Card Room. We are sponsored by that website.
Europe's America's. What if it's like one of those, like, you go to a foreign city, but they have, like, an American-themed place?
Yeah, you everyone gets a free, like, 10-gallon hat.
I've always wanted to do that, though. Like, go to a country that is not super familiar or doesn't care about American culture and just has a restaurant called, like, Cowboy Burger, and you walk in and it's like half Disney World, half like neon Red Robin, and you're just like, wow, you guys nailed it. This is more American than anything in America. Like,
yeah. And then they always have like weird shit, like a, you know, like a Chicago Cubs helmet and like like a surfboard and stuff. It's like, yeah, these are incongruous cultures.
Welcome to Cowboy Burger. Do you want to try our mayonnaise pizza? And I'm like, I'll take two.
Dude, you guys nailed it. This is great. And they're like, perhaps a Bud Light Ranch cocktail? And you're like, damn, you got us.
Two.
Can I interest you in a glass of butter? Or maybe Papa John's garlic sauce?
This is what you like in America, right?
Just like, God, they really owed us here.
Can we offer you some Marlboro cigarettes and a gun?
Yes, please. Honestly, yes.
A gun on a plate surrounded by cigarettes.
All right, see you later.
Bye.